Meanwhile, now specialists have revealed that there was a sharp rise in the incidence in tick-borne encephalitis, or TBE, in the Czech Republic last year. Some 1,000 people contracted the potentially deadly disease, which is transmitted by deer ticks. That's 60% more than in 2005. Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to Roman Primula, the dean of the Military Medical Academy at the University of Defense in Hradec Králové, and asked him about the reasons behind the sudden jump.
This is a question of the last 20 years, because the situation is relatively stable, but in the last season, those figures are really urgent, so we are looking what's the reason. It looks like that climate changes. The situation was quite unique for the last year, and we had a relatively wet April, May, and in that area, ticks were increasing their population. Also, what was really unique, it was autumn with very dry weather and high temperature. So many people were attempting our woods and forests, and they were exposed to many ticks. And the result of that is very high incidence of tick-borne encephalitis in our country.
In general, does the public take the threat of this disease seriously enough?
I don't think so, because we have also a habit that only those immunizations which are covered by state and which are compulsory for us are necessary. The rest, which are only recommended, are not perceived by our population that they are so important. So immunization coverage in our country is about 11%, what's a very low figure in comparison to Austria.
And what is the situation in Austria?
They have about 80% immunization coverage in the country, particularly in kids. In spite of the fact that the risk is relatively the same like in the Czech Republic, the incidence is many times lower. They have about 100 cases altogether for the whole Austria.
Given that the numbers have risen so much, do you think that more education is needed now in terms of making the public aware that people should go and get the vaccine?
I think so. We are, at least in the last few years, in process of preparing some public programs, but still coverage is very low, so I hope that those not very nice data will improve. It's in reality a very dangerous disease, because for some people it can be almost asymptomatic, they do not have any problems, but for some of them the variety of clinical picture is really huge, ranging from some memory problems up to full paresis, paraplegia, and so on. So it's a very dangerous disease, and we do not have any recipe how to avoid it, with the exception of immunization.
Roman Primula from the Hradec Králové University of Defense, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.